The following podcast has been paid for by Perched on the Top Rope.
This is Big Papa Pump. You're listening to Perched on the Top Rope.
Welcome, everyone, to Perched on the Top Rope. I am your host, former Dirt Sheet writer from Ringside News, Daily DDT, Sports Kita, and more. Folks, I am Lee Walker, and today's show is going to be a little bit about WWE and just how much these tariffs are going to affect us consumers. So what I mean by that, folks, is I'm sure as you know, the United States is basically in a trade war with everybody. President Trump is announcing tariffs left and right. And Trump on Wednesday announced a 104% totaling tariffs on China. And China has a retaliatory tariff on the United States of 84% on imports of U.S. goods on just hours later. So what does this mean for us? If you're an action figure collector, well, I was watching the news today. A store owner was showing off an item, a toy item that was $27.99. She said that item will double in price. So $27.99, ladies and gentlemen, you're looking at like $54 for that item. So if you are a wrestling fan, the WWE Elites are $21.99. What does that mean? That means that $21.99 WWE Elite is looking more like $42. Yeah. No, thank you. At all. I'm not interested. I would not be buying figures at that price. We've already seen companies, you know, third-party companies like Zombie Sailor Toys and Mabel Toys and all these other third-party companies already expressing to buy your action figures now, because after this, the prices are going to be much different. Hold on, folks. It's going to be a radical ride in that realm. So if WWE Elites are $21.99, AEW figures are around the same price, you know, so that would mean that the WWE Ultimates are going to be $50-$60. The AEW Supremes there that are $37 or $40, they're going to be like $75-$80. WWE puts out a three-pack of various times. Like, there's the three-pack of Evolution, the NWO three-pack. Those are going to be like over $100. It's going to be absolutely crazy. So get ready, fans. Collecting is going to be taking, at least on my end, a little setback while all of this works out. If I get behind, I'm very thankful that there's places like Ringside Collectibles, and as much as I hate it, eBay. And also, there's Facebook forum groups and stuff like that where you can get figures. The Era is a great group, so just be aware, fans, that this is coming and it's not going to be fun. But you can also go to youtube.com/perchedonthetoprope, where today I uploaded a new video, What WWE Elites I'm Getting Signed at WWE WrestleMania 41 WWE World. That's right, folks. I'm going to WWE WrestleMania 41. I've already gotten my Elites all set up. So go to youtube.com/perchedonthetoprope and check that video out. So, has everybody heard the Charlotte Flair, Tiffany Stratton promo where they go off script and Tiffany ends up telling Charlotte, you know, something along the lines of, just like your personal life, what, 0-3? Woo! Referring to Charlotte's personal life with her marriages. Charlotte is very much like Ric Flair in the marriage department. She cannot hold a person down to save her life. The ego is there. It must be just like Daddy. Anyway, this was the same promo where Charlotte Flair clearly couldn't think of anything else to say and drops the, "Is that why Kaiser is in my DMs?" We all know he's not. So, Charlotte, in a sarcastic message, responds to the promo with a sarcastic apology. And this is what she had to write. "After being blindsided by my personal trauma on live television, my character said something on air that was not true. And I'd like to take this opportunity to clear the air," she wrote. "I should have never called the Chicago fan smart. I sincerely apologize." Yep, Charlotte Flair was mocking the crowd while swerving past any mention of the promo's real controversy. That would be the now viral, "Is that why Kaiser's in my DMs?" line that had fans clutching at their pearls, to the point that even WWE edited that out from their digital platforms. The segment had already been discussed online after insider Joey Votes revealed on WrestleVotes radio that both Flair and Stratton had gone off script. Flair was supposed to hit Stratton with a line about their career comparisons being insulting to me but complimentary to you, and Stratton was originally meant to fire back by questioning why Flair had only wrestled 30 matches in 3 years. Instead, the fans got a full-on shoot of insults that WWE had to clean up after the fact. Now, behind-the-scenes sources described the whole thing as a wreck, with one person saying that there was a collective, "Oh shit," moment when the insults got personal. Even though Stratton was reportedly warned Flair might go rogue, her 0-3 marriage jab caught everyone off guard and sent WWE producers scrambling. Still, there's no real-life heat between the two. Just the aftermath promo that spiraled. Now Charlotte's tweet added fuel to the fire, with fans split between calling her a legend for the clapback, or they're dragging her for deflecting the real issue. Do you think Charlotte's sarcastic?
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another, and don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation, but then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano, and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof, while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof, massaging leather appointed seats are available features.
Apology was savage. or just deflection? Should WWE keep letting the stars go off the script? Sound off on Facebook in the comment section and let us know where you stand. Facebook.com/perchedonthetoprope. Now, aside from Charlotte Flair going off script and Tiffany going off script, allegedly, Charlotte Flair is also not dressing in the WWE locker room. And this is according to Jonathan Coachman. Now, the former WWE personality mentioned this on an episode of Behind the Turnbuckle, The Last Word, claiming Flair is no longer changing in the same locker room as the other female superstars. This revelation comes just days off the fiery off-script promo with Tiffany Stratton that had fans and insiders questioning if the tension between them is more than just storyline heat. Well, Coachman said he heard directly from sources within WWE that Charlotte is separating herself from the rest of the women's division backstage. Coachman said, "Charlotte coming back, I've heard she's not even dressing with the rest of the locker room," he revealed. "And if that's the case, that's number one strike against you." Now, Coachman didn't hold back when addressing what that kind of behavior means, especially from someone of Charlotte's stature. He said, "She's got to understand she's at a point. She's got to be the OG. She has to be the one that everybody looks to, and she pulls them up to her level, not stomps them down to below her to make herself feel better." Well, that's an interesting take. Aside from Coachman, I have not heard of any of this. Now, Flair returned in January after being away from WWE over a year, winning the WWE Women's Royal Rumble to punch her ticket to WrestleMania 41, where she's set to face the women's champion Tiffany Stratton. Again, they had such a brutal promo that WWE producers had nothing left to do but edit out the parts of the segment before uploading it to YouTube. So now between that and Flair isolating herself backstage, the speculation continues to grow. Is this the case of a top star needing her space? Or is the queen sending a message to the WWE locker room? I'm going to need your thoughts, fans, so make sure you sound off Facebook.com/perchedonthetoprope, or if you're listening to this on YouTube, comment in the comment section below. Now I'm going to go from one bitter person to another, and that person is Bret the Hitman Hart. Now, Bret the Hitman Hart recently ripped Hulk Hogan as a liar ahead of his new Peacock documentary and says whatever he tells you is probably not true. So, here we are decades later and Bret Hart still isn't buying a single word out of Hulk Hogan's mouth. Well, in an interview with TMZ Sports, the WWE Hall of Famer, Bret Hart reignited his legendary beef with the Hulkster while promoting Peacock's upcoming documentary, Becoming a Spectacle, which dives into some of wrestling's most iconic and chaotic moments. One of those include the infamous mystery black eye Hogan showed before WrestleMania in 1993. Now, Bret Hart says he didn't exactly remember what went down, but if it comes from Hogan, he's not buying it. And this is what he had to say. Hulk Hogan is such a liar, Hart said. Whatever he tells you is probably not true. Macho Man. I'd go by his account of things. Macho Man was a much more reliable guy that spoke the truth. Well, the problem here is we can't because Macho Man has passed away. Now, the documentary features names like The Undertaker and Bret the Hitman Hart himself, with the Black Eye story fueling speculation that Hogan may have gotten into a heated physical altercation with the late Macho Man Randy Savage. And though Hart couldn't confirm the source of the Shiner, he didn't seem surprised by it either. Wrestlers showed up with black eyes all the time, he explained. And some guys always had a story behind it. Now, the tension between Hogan and Hart dates back to the early 90s when Hart claimed Hogan blocked his rise in WWE and made sure that the spotlight stayed on him. And that bitterness hasn't exactly cooled down. With Hart repeatedly throwing shade in interviews over the years, this public jab just proves that time doesn't heal all wounds in the wrestling world. Peacock's Becoming a Spectacle drops April 11th. And by judging by this clip alone, it's about to stir some serious old-school wrestling drama. And ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of Perched on the Top Rope. You can go to linktr.ee/perchedonthetoprope linktree to check out all our social media apps and links, such as you can find us on any podcast platform, such as Apple, Spotify, Google, Podbean, Podbay, Red Circle, you name it, any platform podcast there is, Perched on the Top Rope. Now you can go to prowrestlingtees.com/related/perchedonthetoprope.html to get your Perched on the Top Rope official merchandise at Pro Wrestling Tees. You can go to youtube.com/perchedonthetoprope to watch all our interviews, unboxing videos, card breaks, and so much more. Matter of fact, there's even a video of Greg the Hammer Valentine chopping me in the chest. That man left a black and blue print on my chest for over a week and a half. You can go to facebook.com/perchedonthetoprope where over 22,000 followers strong are commenting daily. You can also find us at twitch.tv where on Sundays at 8 p.m. we are playing WWE 2K and Fortnite. You can find us on X at Perched Top Rope because Perched on the Top Rope is too long. You can find us on Instagram and Threads at Perched on the Top Rope Podcast. We are on Blue Sky. It's Perched on the Top Rope. And ladies and gentlemen, always remember, spoiler freeze, the way to be. I'm out.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.